Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. We say thank you. We thank you, O God, for this day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, Father, you know each and every person name by name. Father, as I touch, as we touch, Lord, Father, and agree with those that ask for prayer, Lord, Father, for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every praise report, Lord, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, Father, for the praise report from Barbara, Lord Father, that she is in remission from stage 4 cancer, Lord Father, knowing nothing, Lord Father, is too hard for you, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for what you have done for Pastor Williams, Lord Father. We thank you for the kidney, Lord Father, that you have given her, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, it was no one but you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as you continue, Lord Father, to hear the prayers, Lord Father. And we thank you most of all, Lord Father, for answering prayers right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, even for bringing Dwayne, oh God, that has COVID out of ICU, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We ask you, oh God, to continue right now, Lord Father, to touch Mr. Otis, Lord Father, Miss Etra, Lord Father, Elizabeth, right now, Lord Father God, Nathan and Natalie, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, that they also in recovery, Lord Father, from COVID, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, oh God, for hearing prayers, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that had COVID before, Lord Father, that have recovered, Lord Father, continue to strengthen them as well, Lord Father. But Father, as you strengthen these that we ask for, Lord Father, we thank you for touching their immune system right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to build them up, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for even touching little Nathan, Lord Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you. We just continue to praise your name, Lord Father. Father, for you are, Lord Father God, the healer, Lord Father. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And you took, Lord Father, those stripes, Lord Father, for our healing right now, Lord Father, for every sickness, every disease, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as we stand in your word, Lord Father, believing, Lord Father, that by your stripes, Lord Father, that we are healed, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you right now, Lord Father, Cecilia and Larry Burns right now, Lord Father. Touch and strengthen them, Lord Father, and their family, Lord Father, and the loss of their loved one, Lord Father. Comfort their hearts right now, Lord Father, and give them peace, Lord Father. Continue to touch the Whitley family also, Lord Father. Give them comfort and peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your comforter, Lord Father, dwelling within them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Ruth Roman right now, Lord Father. Father, asking you to touch her body as well, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Lord Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for her healing, Lord. And Father, move on the insurance company, Lord Father, that they will give her the medication, Lord Father, that she needs, Lord Father, without any problems right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Mr. Thomas Felton, Lord Father. Father, that has stage 4 cancer, Lord Father. Touch him as well, Lord Father. Let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father God, that nothing, Lord Father, nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for even touching his wife right now, Lord Father. Give her the strength, Lord Father, as she needs, Lord Father, as she helped take care of her husband right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch, Lord Father, the fivefold ministry, Lord Father, your man and woman of God that is standing, Lord Father, in your word, Lord Father. Father, preaching, teaching, and preparing your people, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to give them the strength right now, Lord Father, as we cover them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. And Father, as you set forth that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father, strengthen them right now, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for your goodness and your mercy right now, Lord Father. We thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord Father, that has touched many lives right now, Lord Father. We thank you for all praise report, Lord, and those that call, Lord Father, asking for prayer. And those, Lord Father God, that has accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for all this, Lord Father. It's because of you, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father God, to use this airways right now to touch the hearts and minds of people, Lord Father, as it touched the nations, Lord Father. I ask you, O God, to continue, Lord Father, to touch my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Sharon and George, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to keep them covered under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. We continue to speak strength to them right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to use them, Lord Father, to bring forth this word, Lord Father. Father, the right now word, Lord, the rhema word, Lord Father. Father, all those, Lord Father, that continue to come on this broadcast, Lord. Father, listening or speaking on it, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for using them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Now, Father, I ask that you decrease my pastor, Lord Father, as you increase in her, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now for giving her the strength, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now for using her right now to bring forth the word. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control of this broadcast, this airways right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, show up and show out as she let go and let God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop as they too come forth with the word, and you increase in them, Lord Father. Have your way right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again to the prayer that has gone up before the Lord. And we trust that you are praying also. And we trust that you add a prayer for our prayer warrior here also. Praise the Lord. Let's pray one for another. Amen. Say, right, amen. And we thank God for the prayer. Number 937-857-3925. Call your prayer request in. Call your praise report in, whichever one you'd like to do today. Let us know that God is doing something for you too. It's encourage each one of us. When we know we keep on praying and praying and praying, when we find out that God has touched you, delivered you, healed you, whatever God made provisions for you, okay, then we are happy too. Oh, yes, we are so happy about it. All right, let me give you a little short word. Recognize your responsibilities and you will see your opportunities. Recognize your responsibilities and you will see your opportunities. Amen. I tell you, God has been good to us. I want to reframe that. God is good to us. Past, present, and future, God is good to us. He's always waiting there to fulfill his promise in each one of us. And that's the is factor. Ain't God good? My. I don't want to say God, you know, was good to me and all that stuff. No, he is good to me because I'm still alive. Amen. See what I'm saying? Because that was what put me in the past, won't it? Praise the Lord. God will make me love you. It don't matter if you have attitudes or not, ways, ugly ways. It don't matter. But what matters is I got to still love you. I can't stop loving you just because of the ugliness that you show. Notice I said show. That is not you. See what I'm saying? That is not you. The enemy just came in there, buffeted you, told you to be like that, and you get like that. See, now it's time to get rid of it. See, all right, now it's time to get rid of it. And we're going to trust that today will be a day that you get rid of all the ugliness, all the hatefulness. You know, they hurt me and I don't like them no more. Well, they hurt you. Yes. But don't say you don't like them no more. You're not the author of your feelings. See, you either have good feelings or bad feelings. So choose one or the other. Just a little something to get you on the right track. I don't want to see a person lose their soul. You know, talk about it. You know, like, be a good speaker on Wednesday's broadcast. You ought to listen to it. You should listen to it. Good, 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 good. And the speaker did give us some good pointers there, you know. And if we follow some of the things that different ones have come and spoken to us, we'll find a better life for ourselves and our families. Everybody will be doing so much better if we just listen and take heed to it. Don't just let it go in one ear and out the other. Stop it in the top of your head and your brains and your conscious so that you'll have it there that when these situations arise again, you won't be found hating somebody or whatever. You find out that even though the person is like they are, you don't hate them. And, well, one thing you'll say, well, I feel sorry for them. I don't know if that's right or not, being feeling sorry for them. But this should be loving them. See, that's two different things. Loving them, all right? When you're sorry, you're still prone to hate, a dislike, a resent of some sort. But anyway, God loves us, okay? God loves us, and he's given us choices. He's given us ways that we can overcome. Our problem is we just close our ears and we don't listen. Now, when you close your ears, that means you're not listening, right? Yeah. Now you want to know how to close your ears. Just don't listen. You know how you ignored your mama when your mama told you don't go certain places? You closed your ears, didn't you? And you went anyhow. Or you did it anyway. Yeah, now you got it. I know that's what you want to hear. Now you heard it. My God. Praise God. God is good. And oftentimes things happen in people's lives and they don't understand it because they haven't gotten understanding. When the word tells us in all our ways that we should get an understanding, get an understanding of the facts, get an understanding of your neighbor. He advised you to do what? Know them that labor among you. Know those that are around you. Know those that you fellowship with. But when you know them, you might not like what you think you know. So now we got something else to deal with. Do you see the thing goes on where there's always something that needs to be taken care of in our lives? It's just some little crazy things, no harm things that pop up in our lives that need to be taken care of. Nothing, a lot of times it ain't nothing big. But we don't have time to take care of them because we think they're no harm things. We just talking about it just a few minutes here, praise God, to get you motivated. Those of you that love Jesus today, text somebody. Notice I didn't tell you to call because you don't call nobody anymore. Text somebody. Tell them to listen in today. Say, don't miss the day because the word may be just for you. It's a word just for you. Okay? Something you've been wanting to know. Something you need an answer to. Just for you. God has a word made just for you. But you can't get it if you don't listen, and you don't want to hear it secondhand, do you? No, you want to hear it firsthand. That's when you feel better, when it hits you. You see? Yeah, God is mindful of you. Get time to know God. Know the God you serve. You want to serve a God you don't know nothing about? No. As a matter of fact, do you want to serve a devil you don't know nothing about either? Mm-hmm. You need to get to know who the devil is so you can stop serving him. Hello. See? Simple as that. You say, you be talking stuff, sister. Yes, I do. I talk what I see, what I hear. God wants to tell you that today, that's for you. Because you give the devil more credit than you give God. See, we always praising the devil. Satan did this. Satan did that. The devil done this. You ever looked at how many times you always say that and how many times you say, but God did? How many times do you lift him up and, oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for my food. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for my feet still working. Oh, Father, I'm just thanking you, God, I can still see. You know, you got a whole lot of stuff to thank him for. But you talk more, we talk more about the enemy than we do about God because we make the enemy seem like he's all powerful and he's not. Okay? You see what I'm talking about? All right. Yeah, you know, that's why this is time to talk about it because we talk about it. Amen. We don't get that. Hey, devil, you know he ain't nothing but a liar. And the Bible says he was a liar from the beginning. If he was a liar from the beginning, how he got to be truthful all of a sudden? He don't know what truth is. The Bible saying he was the father of lies. He created them lies himself. Woo! Now you see what you want to serve, a devil. Why you want to serve a devil? Hmm? Get him back his tools right now. You can get him back his tools. Hmm? He'll try to come up with some different ones that you don't know about now. He's slick. Yes, he is. He is. I wonder sometimes, this is just me, I ain't seen that in no Bible. He probably so slick, he greasy. It's like he's eating some greasy chicken. My God, amen. Hurt your stomach, don't it? Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. Just trying to make you laugh a little. Let me tell you one thing. It's real, though. The devil don't care nothing about you and I. And his aim is to take you away from God. And you got to come to it. Devil, I am not leaving my God. I ain't leaving my God. I'm staying with my God. I know it's going to be a fight, but I am not leaving my God because I love my God. He awesome. Mm-mm. He always doing great things in my life. Sometimes I don't see him because you always putting a cloud of fog over me. But I love him. Don't you? Hmm. Just love on Jesus today. Hmm. Look at that. Hold his hand and just stroke his hand. You know, just stroke his hand and say, Lord, I just love you so. Keep me in your hand. Don't let me fall. Don't let me get in the old greasy palms of the devil. Keep me, Lord. Amen, amen. Thank you, Chief. Hallelujah. Oh, we do thank the Lord. We praise the Lord for all that he's doing right now. And we, right now, all those that are not feeling so good, feeling a little weak and tired, praise the Lord. Let me tell you, we send the word to you right now. Satan, take your hands off of God's property right now. In the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus is against you. We're covering each one with the blood right now, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. We thank you. We glorify you this right now for it, God. God is good. And you know what? Sometime I would like to ask a question. How many of you, just in this last week, the enemy has tried his best to make you sick and forget about God and worshiping God? Hmm? Think about it. Hmm? He has done all kind of things in your life, haven't he? Now, this is the time I tell you, you ought to start praising God like you from another world. Just start glorifying him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just begin to praise him, thank him, and glorify him. Oh, Uncle, you get out of breath. Hmm? Let him know that you are not going to give over to him and his ways. This is the time right now. Now, you know you done been through so many things and pains and disappointments and what have you. Now, start praising God. Huh? I always recommend one thing. Praise him like you crazy. Hey, hey! You know, I don't care how you holler, how you say it. Screaming loud as you want it to the next town here. But you can praise him. That's your responsibility to praise him. See, that's your responsibility to praise him. He ain't gonna praise himself for you. You praise God because you're looking for the blessings. You're looking for the healings. You're looking for the deliverance. You're looking for God to move in a mighty way in your life, aren't you? from the crown of your head right down to the soles of your feet. You're looking for God to move in your life, in your neighborhood, because everybody got some dangerous, crazy neighborhoods too. You want God to move there too, don't you? Mm-hmm. Now it's time to praise him. Huh? It's time to praise him now. You need to glorify your God. Well, you know, praise God. You know, we got a wonderful speaker here today, as usual, and many of you have heard of Noah. Amen. You know, I just do a little preliminary talk a little bit just to kind of get you stirred up where you will text somebody and tell them to listen, because you know that Pastor Sharon was a woman of God. You know, you listen. And if you say anything other than that, Jesus, hallelujah. We are going to put her on the air right now, praise God, in the name of Jesus. And to everyone that is there, here is Pastor Sharon Barnes.
Amen. We thank God for a brand new day. Thank God for life. Thank God for health. Thank God for strength. Thank God for another opportunity. And thank God for Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter and Sister Diane and each and every one of you this morning. Truly, in all things, we have to give God thanks and praise. And I just thank God because God is worthy to be praised. And the word of God let us know, let everything that have breath praise he the Lord. And I just thank God for his mercy. I just thank God for his grace. And this little song came to me this morning. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and might. Our God is an awesome God. And today we're giving God the glory. We're giving him the praise. We're giving him the thanks for what he's doing, how he's manifesting himself. And to God be the glory today. And I just thank God because I listened to what Apostle Porter was saying this morning. And she said, yes, everybody could say, man, I went through something. Something been happening to me. Something unusual. But to God be the glory. Because God is the one that is there with you while you're going through it. And we know the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much today. So we thank God for the prayer warriors. We thank God for the ones that call our name out in prayer, that seek God in the mean wee hours of the night, that bombard heaven on your behalf. We give honor to them, and we give honor to them allowing God to use them for his work. And we just thank God today. And you know, when I look at it, I lift up my eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And we all got to come to a place that you got to understand that your help cometh from the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And we just thank God for what he's doing this day. And then this morning, well, what I was hearing was the I am. You got to go back in your life, and you got to affirm who God says you are. I am what? I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am the righteousness of God. I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am more than a conqueror. I am who God says I am. I am, and you add whatever it is that's pertaining to you. Whatever it is this morning, you can declare and decree over yourself today. because when you have to encourage yourself also by using the word of God, by declaring and decreeing who God says you are, declaring and decreeing his promises over your life, declaring and decreeing by his stripes, I am already healed. I am already delivered. I am already set free. I am. And you keep going. Why? Because life and death is in the power of whose tongue? Yours. The one that's opening the mouth. The one that's speaking. The one that's talking, whether it be positive or negative. You declaring, you releasing out of your mouth. And remember, according to Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, you better be speaking the right word, right, so you can love it. You better be speaking the what? Word of life, so you can love it. Because he said, you shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you're speaking opposite, are you going to love it? No. Why? Because it's going to create the opposite. You want what? Something that you can love it. Just like when you look in the store, you look at window shop, you say, oh, I love this. Or you come, the guys mostly like to go to the car dealers and window shop on vehicles, and they start saying, I love this. So you want to speak life today. Know that you, the one, have control over your mouth. You, the captain of your mouth. You, the one. Because God lets you know. He lets you know. And we are times we say that scripture so much, but then we don't bring that scripture into consciousness and practice saying that, because especially now, you need to speak things of life all around you. I am the light of the world. I am who God says I am. And when we look at Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28 and 29, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. At a time like this, who else can you go to? Who can you call on in the midnight hour? Who can help you? Who can carry this load? Jesus let you know that. Come unto him. Come unto him. I can handle it. You don't have to do this thing by yourself. I'm right there waiting on you. I can handle the heavy burden. I created you. I know you. Well, you, before you was even formed in your mother's womb, I know how much you can handle. I'm here waiting on you to depend on me, to trust in me, know that I can carry this for you. It wasn't meant for you to carry. It wasn't meant for you to do this. It wasn't meant for you to do that. But what I did give you is power over the power of the enemy. I give you dominion and authority over the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. What I gave you is the authority to speak to the situation. Carry it. I want you to speak to it. I want you to talk to it. You declare and decree. You declare the free, because what? Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And I'm reminded, we were taught long time ago, you can go into a place and you change the atmosphere. Why? Because the greater man is within you. You don't have to come in and be like everyone else and start being rude and ugly and everything else, but allow the light of God in you to be manifested to change the atmosphere around you. I found out that I had to be very diligent these past months. I told him I refused to take on anything negative. I refuse to take on anything else other than what God say. Now, if God is speaking something and saying it, my ears are open. My ears know the difference. My ears is very keen and open. But when it's something other than, I say no. Change that. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I just thank God. People, God is real today. I can tell you, God is real. He is real. I know you listen to Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday and every Thursday. But God is real. And he's working. And he is moving. And he is creating. And he is tearing down. And he is plucking up everything that is not like God. He is moving. Know that God is moving. Know that he is working it out. We have we're more than a conqueror this day. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. And God give us the keys. He gave us the keys with his word. And we have to use the right key to unlock certain things. We have to use the right key to trigger things. And we're finding out that, you know, God is such an awesome God. And he's so mindful. Today I magnify him. And I praise him. And I thank him for what he's doing. He is doing. He is doing. He is doing. Even when you feel like he's not moving, he is moving. So just like in the Old Testament, when the people tell the children, children mean the people around you, how good and awesome God is. I don't know about y'all. We're just talking today. Because someone needs to hear this and be encouraged. You have to tell of the goodness of Jesus. You have to tell what God has done for you. You have to tell, because when you release it out of your mouth, he stirs up something else in you, because he brings that thing back to your mind that he did it. And he's worthy to be praised. How would we have the word of God if someone did not repeat how God healed, how God moved, how God created, how God speak the word, how God speak the word and have his prophets, they hold their hands, and the day, in order for the people of Israel to fight the battle, the sun didn't go down. Someone has to tell. Someone has to say, oh, what a mighty God we serve. So when you're feeling down and in the mully, remind yourself. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself and start reminding yourself everything God has done for you. You're not your past. You're no longer your past. But you know what? You are the future. You are who God says you are. Be encouraged today. You may be going through in your body, but you know what? God made the body. He knows everything about it. Nothing comes like a surprise to him. But you must also have an ear to hear when God is speaking. Because you know what? I'm reminded that we can trust God for one thing, but we don't trust God for the other part. When he can handle the whole man, he can handle the whole thing. Have our ears to hear what he's saying. Remember now, remember, God is an awesome God. He is worthy what to be praised. He's able to do all things. And I just thank God for the praise report. I thank God for creative miracles. I thank God for the ones he brought out of COVID. But we also pray for the ones that he brought out of COVID, that they will have no side effect in them. There'll be no lingering side effect. There'll be no loss of taste. There'll be nothing, but there'll be just like it was before. And the ones that are going through cancer, that every cell, even the ones that you cannot see through, but through the microscope, that the fire of God is burning it up from the root cause, never to return. We believe in God this for moving on each and every person's life. We believe in God for strengthening bodies right now. We believe in God for making the bones line up according to his word. That every blood vessel is working according to function this day. We declare in these things. Why? Because he told us to declare it, to speak it, to believe it. Just like he spoke, let there be light. We can speak. Allow words to go and form. Let the word of God, us to use the word of God. God, you said this. Let the word of God go forth and perform it and create it. He's an awesome God. I thank God for Jesus this day. I thank God for his son. I thank God for another opportunity. I thank God for the ones that have ears to hear about the vaccination. I thank God for the ones that have ears to hear about the vaccination. I thank God for his word that was taught to us long time ago, that you cannot buy or sell without the mark. We thank God for having people standing, being watchmen. We thank God for his apostles, the prophets. We thank God for the leaders that have ears to hear what God says. And it may not be popular with everybody else, but you know what? In the time of Elijah, in the time of Jeremiah, in the time of Isaiah and Ezekiel, it was not popular then either. But they had to stand their ground and declare and decree what God has spoken and released in their heart. Not everything going to be popular with people around. You may not be in the crowd, but you have to have ears to hear what God is saying. That you can speak and know for a certainty it is God. We thank God for the ones that have ears. We thank God for the leaders that are standing. We thank God standing. We thank God for them standing today. We pray today that God will cover them under his blood, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, that every negative word that has been spoken will be bounced off, will not penetrate, because the hedges is surrounding around them. The hedges of the blood of Jesus is protecting them. And we thank God for bringing them above wings of eagles right now, that they can soar above every situation, above every storm, and they can move and maneuver, call them to be. We are in a serious time. This is not the time to do as everyone else do. But this is the time to have our ears to hear what the Lord is saying. So remember today, we talked about what? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You're burdened by circumstances, take it to the Lord in prayer. You're burdened by situation, take it to the Lord in prayer. You just don't know what to do, take it to the Lord in prayer. You're discouraged? Think of what God has done for you. I know there's something that God has done for you. And if you don't want to think about yourself, think about someone else. But you know what God had did. David encouraged himself while he was doing the Lord's work. While he was out in the battle, the enemy came in his own camp and took the woman and the children. But you know what? It was a fire and messed up and confusion in the midst. But you know what he did? He go on the inside of him. And he relied on the greater one on the inside. The great I am, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, his rock, his fortress, his shelter. He relied on him. And God strengthened him. He was able to go and conquer enemy has taken from him. No, today, you got to take it by force. Don't allow the enemy to come in and take full control. You need an MOP, mercenary or prayer. Find someone that don't mind praying, that can pray specifically to get the job done. Want something, certain things to be broken. So you focus on that until the answers come. Know that God, he's able to do all things. We've been talking about believe, trust. Believe, trust. But I just thank God that when God do something, I don't care who comes back. I don't care how long it's been. You cannot take that away from no one. Can't nobody tell it like you can what God has done for you. Evident is a token, the healing that God did and the healing that God is doing even right now. I don't know how people can forget what God has done. When they had no place to live, God gave them favor with their credit application. God gave them favor with the landlord. God gave them favor with the property management. How many times God gave you favor? How many times you didn't have food on your table and God provided the food for you? You didn't have a vehicle, God provided that for you. You may have some ups and downs, but God was still there by your side. In all things, give God thanks. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him when things don't feel good to you. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Sometimes turn some of the TV off. Find some words of inspiration. Let the word of God keep rolling back in your ears so it can strengthen you. It can build you up. It can take you to another place you need to be so you will not be distracted by the little storms that will come around you to take the focus of what God is saying and what God is doing. Know today God is able. Know today he can do all things. Ask him to cover you, keep you, direct you, allow you to hear his voice. Sharpen the gift of discernment in you, not in somebody else. Ask him about yourself today. Lord, I need you. Help me to be more sensitive and in tune to what's going around. Be a spirit being. If the truth be known, you can tell if you want to be in tune. We're in flesh, but we're a spirit being. The word said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, right? In truth, right? Spirit being more than fleshly. Walk in the spirit. Hear what God is saying. Know that in this day and age, we need to ask God, should we go here? Should we go there? Have ears to hear and a heart to understand. I know that with God, we will never fail. He will never fail. He will never, never fail. And I just thank God today. I thank him for keeping me. I thank him for protecting us. Thank you for protecting you. Thank you for protecting our family. Thank you for covering the ministry. I thank God this day because God is still worthy to be praised. And in all things, no matter what you may be going through, God has never failed us. He has never failed us. He has never failed us. So today, know that he's able to do all things. So take off the heavy burden. It's not yours. It was never meant for you. God didn't tell you to carry it. He's carrying it today. He's carrying it today. So release it. Release it out of your spirit man. Release it today and be free to walk in the liberty that he has set for you today. Remember, I am the light of the world. I am more than a conqueror. I am who God said I am. So today, if you have any questions, just press pound and the one and come in. If you want to give God the praise for what he has done for you, it is okay. If you want to ask for prayer, it is all right.
Right.
Know that God is able. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the word, amen, coming from Pastor Sharon, amen. And today is the day that you can release it. Praise God. Give it over to God. Man, some of you is still holding stuff way back down in your past. I wonder how you can sleep at night. They didn't like me. They did this. They done that. You know, I don't know why. I try to do this. And how can you sleep at night? Turn it over to the Lord. Give it to him. He say, bring your burdens to me. Man, he will work it out. Praise God. And as she was ministering, I was looking here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Paul said these words, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Oh, praise God. Amen. Oh, he had a testimony. Amen. God brought him out. Amen. And now you, amen, this is what she's trying to tell us today. Amen. You should have a testimony of what God have done. He done something for you now. Man, you tune in today. He done that. Praise God. He gave you the strength, amen, to tune in today to listen at this Rhema word. Praise God. Amen. It was a now word for today. Praise God. Amen. The word of God say, forget about those things that are behind and press towards that mark of prize of high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. He loves us. Amen. He searches the heart. He knows what's in the minds of every one of our spirit. Ain't you glad about that today, that we serve a God that is awesome? He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. Amen. So you got to know, amen, that whose you are and whose you are. You got to know it. Praise God. If you're waiting for somebody to tell you, then, amen, you need to go back, amen, and get another touch. Praise God. Man, you got to know that you know. Man, amen. Apostle said something earlier before Pastor Sharing, you know, it's time out for closing your ears. How do you close your ears? By not listening. How do we listen? You listen with your mind. God gives us two ears. He gives you one on the left and one on the right. Praise God. So if you miss it on one side, you can catch it on the other. But you got to listen with your mind. Praise God. Amen. And when you listen with your mind, things will change. Amen. Oh, he know what you need even before you ask. But he said ask. That's where she is telling us to come. And if you come, the Lord said he will in no wise cast you out. Praise God. Amen. Don't be ashamed, praise God, to call and ask for prayer, praise God. That's what we're here for. Pray ye for one another. Prayer change things. Prayer change condition. Prayer will change people. Amen. One thing that I know, the Lord loves you, praise God. And he loves you with an everlasting love, praise God. Or you can look to the hills from which cometh your help. And it's come from the Lord, which made the heavens, and he made the earth. Amen. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. He don't have no respected person. And it's his will that every family in the earth be blessed. All praise the Lord. So Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, I work harder than all the other apostles. Man, we know the story about Paul. He wrote over 60%. Of the New Testament. And a lot of it he done while he was prison bound. If he wasn't writing to churches, he was writing encouraging individuals. Like Timothy. Like Titus. He wrote individual letters. Praise God. And this is what Pastor Sharon is doing to us today. Encouraging. Lift you up. Come up out of the mock and the mire clay. And he will set your feet on a solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. It's all about him today. He has the answer to your problem. He has the answer for the world today. He is yet in control of this coronavirus. See? People don't want to pay no attention to it. See, they still do what they want to do. Praise God. Don't want to wear masks. Don't want to keep social distance. They do what they want to do. And when God see that type of attitude, don't nothing change. And it's when God withdraw his hand, that look out. Come on now. Praise the Lord. But thank God, he know how. See, we always have a promise for you and I. Deliver the righteous from the unrighteous. He know how to deliver the godly from the ungodly. This is why he say we are in the world, but we're not of it. Ain't you glad about that today? That's enough to make you shout. You can't stay home 24/7. Now, if they lock us down, then, hey, we can't go out. I know right now over in Canada, praise the Lord, they locked down. And if it's four people in one house, guess what? Can't but one go to the store. But ain't you glad that you got freedom and they abuse that by not keeping the simple rules and regulations that they say do? Huh? See, so now as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit, why not take what they're saying to do to make it better? See, not talking about the vaccine shot. We're talking about just keeping what they're telling you to do to save your own self and to look out for others. See, so this is what it's all about. Praise God. Paul, amen, went a little deeper when he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And you know why? He had a testimony. Listen at this testimony from Paul. And you have your Bibles, you can turn with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. start at verse 22. He say, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? He say, so am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Verse 23, are they ministers of Christ? He said, I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abundant in stripes, above measure, in prison, more frequent, in death often. 24 say, of the Jews 5 times, received I 40 stripes, save one. 25, thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered a shipwreck, a night and a day. I have been in the deep. 26, in the Jordan often. In Paris, mean danger of water, in danger of robbers, in danger by my own countrymen, in danger by the heathens, in danger in the city, in danger in the wilderness, in danger in the sea, in danger among false brethren. 27, in weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. 28, and beside those things that are without, that which come upon me daily, the cares of all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is offended? And I burn not. Verse 30 say, if I must need glory, I will glory of the things which concerning my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which blessed forevermore knoweth that I lie not. Oh, he had a testimony. See? Now look what Paul went through. See? Now if God brought him out, and he yet, amen, then throw up his hands and quit. How many know that a quitter will never win, and a winner will never quit? Oh, God kept him through it all. Yet he say, I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, praise God. Oh, you got to know from the inside, amen, of what the Lord have done for you. Praise God. Man, quit twiddling your fingers and feeling sorry for yourself. God ain't going to get in no pity party with you. Come on now. Oh, if you want God to move in your life, you got to show him some faith. And what is faith? It's trusting the word of God. In other words, if God spoke it, he able to perform it. Oh, he's the same God. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. He's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God. And he changed not. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, look what all that he went through. Just think about it. Praise God. Somebody right now is going through. All you got to do is push the one. Man, apostle is here. I'm here. Sister Diane here. Pastor Sharon, praise God. We're here to pray and call on the name of the Lord. More prayer, more power. This is what it's all about. Amen. He is a pronouncing God. Amen. You want to move God, show him some faith. Prayer is the key, but it's faith that'll unlock the door. Man, he'll do it for you. Amen. He'll turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. He'll turn that negative into a positive. But you got to wait on him now. Amen. We often say, amen, but you got to know what you're saying now. Out your mouth. You may not come when you call it, but he always on time. Oh, he's never late. Oh, ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. And now I want to leave this with you. One of the fruits of the Spirit now is long-suffering. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. It's long-suffering. Praise God. Man, ain't it funny? Amen. We'll talk about the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness. Huh? But what about long-suffering? Wonder why people jump past that. Hmm? Long-suffering. Amen. Amen. Jesus said if they've done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a drama. Praise God. But, oh, he will bring you out. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, he loves you today. Amen. He will bring you out. Amen. They talked about him.
amen, what you think they'll do for you and I. So thank God, amen, that he is a heavy load sharer. He is a burden bearer. He is all in all. He's in us all and through us all. And he's always there. Praise God. And I thank God for it. Praise God that we serve our awesome God. Praise God. Oh, he is awesome. Amen. Look up. Amen. Oh, you gates, lift up your head today. Be encouraged, praise God. This was a rhema word, a now word for the day. Praise God. That his yoke is easy and his burdens is light. Praise God. Man. Oh, if he put it on you, it's light. Praise God. And it's temporal. Praise God. But oh, thank God, amen, that we can look for that eternal. It's coming. Praise God. And you can shout the victory that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. He will do great things in your life. Amen. He is turning. Amen. He's moving now, even as we speak. Why do you say that, Bishop? He said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Amen. Anybody? Amen. Want to say what?
Give the life to the Lord.
You want to give their life to the Lord? Praise God. Amen. We still have a few minutes. Praise God. Man, you may be have an ailment in your body. Praise God. You can call. Praise God. And the number, praise God, is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Praise God. Amen. You still have time. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to pray. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray anyhow. Amen. I'm going to tell you now. Don't be ashamed. Amen. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing but the plan of the enemy to have you ashamed. Praise God. You know what the Lord said about that? He said, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. I don't know about you, but I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. Man, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I realize that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Praise God. Let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now and we thank you for the blood that wash away all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for how you have put us above and not beneath. We thank you for every promise that you have promised us in your holy, everlasting, and divine word. Father, we bless your holy name. And someone on this line, oh God, a listening up under the sound of my voice that don't know you and the free partner of their sin, that want to quit and throw up their hands and turn and go back out into the world. Lord, I ask you now to touch their hearts, touch their minds, manifest yourself to them. And Lord, I give you praise and glory, and let them know that it's a brighter day, that behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. And Lord, for this we tell you thank you. Oh, we thank you, sir, knowing that you are yet on the move in the earth realm, and you're destroying yokes on our behalf. Oh, we bless you and we glorify you. Our souls say yes to your will and yes to your way. And this is thy servant prayer. We ask all you know the blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the word today. Bless God. We thank God for all that came forth. Oh, yes. And those of you that need prayer, didn't say anything, well, we trust that something has been said that would change your mind about talking to God, and not just talking to yourself, but sharing with us, you know, sharing with us what God is and what God is to you. And you know he's many things to many people, but what is he to you? And you, and you. And we thank God for Pastor Sharon today. We thank God for that word.
Amen.
And we trust that somebody begins to know who they are, who you are yourself. Because if you don't know who you are, you're supposed to do anything. You're supposed to even try to take your life. But we want you today not to go that far, not to go into trying to take your life. But we want to save your life. Save your life for the kingdom. Okay. Now, you can call us, write us, either way you want to. Give me the piece of paper there. Little white piece of paper. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, there. You can write us at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. You can do that. Praise God. Send it to us. Bless God. Hallelujah. Your prayer request. You can do that also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can write us, or if you want to send an offering to Pastor Sharon, keep it for Pastor Sharon, and send it to Sale if you have Sale. Longian, INT at gmail.com. You can send it there and say for Pastor Sharon Bond. You could do that. Okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we thank you all. Be with us on the prayer line. Well, you sound so pitiful.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word. It just came forth from Pastor Sharon. Follow up by Bishop Porter. We just thank God today. We thank God for the ears that hear that word and the heart that receive it. May God bless you today. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate Pastor Sharon as she has poured, Lord Father God, into us. Lord Father, we ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for keeping her, Lord Father, covered under the blood. Again, like Apostle Porter said, you enjoy that word today. You can send that offering to Pastor Sharon. If you have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint at gmail.com. Again, for those of you that have Zelle, you can enter in logionint at gmail.com. That's L-O-G-I-O-N. INT at gmail.com. You can also visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. And we do ask that you specify in notes and say this offering is for Pastor Sharon today. Or you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704.
That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Now, share this message with a friend now. Don't forget, because it was some awesome word coming forth. I am the salt of the earth. I am healed. I am who God say I am today. Speak it, decree it, declare it today out of your mouth. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. This every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries. And you can click on the link and you can listen in. But remember, if you have a question, you have to call in. Again, that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 347-857-3. Oh, my goodness, I'm giving you the Blog Talk number. That number is 480-660-2316. Code 3333#. Again, that prayer line number every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is 480-660-2316. Code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And remember that prayer is universal. We're not asking what church he belongs to or whatever. As long as you pray to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's what we do. We touch and agree. So today, be blessed. Share the broadcast. Text it to a friend. Go visit our Facebook page and share that link today. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
When
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I
let God,
let him
I can let go.
I can let go.
and let God let go. Let God, oh, let go. And let God let go. And let God, my brother, let go. And let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.